This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.
All right, children, all right. Teachers here.
This is the Mix Family Jill Time with Theo Chaka and company coming to you live from the Gallagher Convention Centre. This afternoon, we are hosted by the beautiful team from Smart Procurement World. And in this hour, or in the next 7 minutes, we're going to be chatting to Mr. Keith Anderson from Iwasa. He's going to be telling us more about what Iwasa is. Earlier on, when a friend of mine was telling me that we're going to be chatting to Iwasa, I quickly ran and I thought you were talking about Iwasa, the maize mill. I got too excited. I was like, my stomach is going to be filled this afternoon. But it turns out it's something completely different. Mr. Keith, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, good in you. Nice to be here and thanks for allowing me to chat.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us a little bit about what Iwasa is and what it means?
So Iwasa is an acronym for the EPR Waste Association of South Africa, which was formally regulated in 2008, but started in 2005. At that point in time, I used to be a director and shareholder of the largest IT distribution company in Africa. And we just finished building our campus in Midrand. And I was standing watching all the trucks come and deliver because we had a massive warehouse. And I said, well, what happens to all this equipment when it stops working? Mm-hmm. And that got me onto the idea of circularity. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate to be introduced to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Peter Bauer from Switzerland, who invented take-back schemes and recycling for electronics. And that's what started the journey. We've just built on that to where we are now, 20 years later, whereby we've got a national footprint. We've got 300 plus producer members. We do projects in the townships, we do projects for schools, we recycle polystyrene and create wheelchairs to give to disabled people, and so it goes on.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of amazing work. I see your brand contains a lot of green. How green are you guys?
Yeah, good question. We're very green. So we're green right from the start. So, for example, on our vehicles, we don't buy new vehicles. Mm-hmm. Because if you talk about circularity is keeping things in play for as long as possible, uh-huh. Not buying, using, disposing.
Yes.
So we only buy second-hand vehicles. We make sure that we refurbish them and continue them going. We make sure that we don't have a big footprint. So we work on a hybrid model. People work from home. And they only travel where they have to, as opposed to driving to an office every day and driving home again. So that gives us more flexibility and reduces our carbon footprint as well. Mm. And then we take the waste that we collect, be it electronic waste, plastics waste, polystyrene, lighting waste, used oil waste. We find ways and means to convert that into different things. So, for example, from recycled plastics from computers, we make furniture, or not us, but our partners, we make furniture. Mm. We've just made small furniture that goes into schools. We've used polystyrene to create skirting, picture frames, and so forth. So that's what we do.
Would you say South Africans are more aware now at this point in time about recycling, reusing, and that phrase that you guys usually use? Is it reduce, reuse, recycle?
Yeah. It certainly is penetrating. And why do we think it's penetrating? Yes, from a business point of view as well, but more importantly, and our approach has been, so we go to schools, primary schools, in the communities, in the rural areas.
Teaching them from a younger age.
And we teach them from a younger age why you should recycle and why recycling is good. And we make sure that, for example, if the school collects certain stuff, we put them in touch with a recycler who then buys the waste from them, and the money goes back to the school and to the community. Mm. So complete circular economy.
And you guys are a big partner in the Sustainability Summit Africa. Can you tell us a little bit more about the partnership and how it came about?
Yeah, so once again, because we are a firm believer in cleaner production and sustainability, we look for organizations that have got the same mindset. Mm. And that's how we were happy to come on board and partner with us, because we see it as not a one-time thing. This is a long-time thing. Mm. And the more we can expose what we do to the wider the community, the better, the more sustainable and the cleaner the earth becomes.
Mm. And what are some of the important things that somebody listening right now should take home as far as starting to go green? Because I believe as well, some of us, this concept is a little bit new, or it's been there, but we've been very ignorant. And now we want to kind of like contribute towards being green. How do we start? What are some of the easy tips that we can follow in our later ages right now?
So stop disposing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one.
Keep reusing. Mm-hmm. So instead of getting the latest laptop, if you want to get the latest laptop or latest iPhone, you can do so. But take your old one and give it to somebody who can use it, as opposed to let it lying in your drawer or sending it away for recycling.
Mm.
The same with paper. When you buy products, look for those products that have been recycled, as opposed to products that are using virgin materials, cutting down trees, because you can use recycled paper to make new paper, new files, new furniture, and so forth. So look for the green producers,
mm-hmm.
and support the green producers.
Yeah.
And try and reduce the amount of waste in your household that goes to the landfill. Try and divert that waste to a collection point, who then they will create a job for somebody, mm-hmm. and they can, where possible, reconfigure that waste to be reused.
And speaking about buying things that are made from recycled material and the promoting going green, 2011, I was in the seventh grade. We went on a school excursion, and we went to this factory that manufactured toilet paper. When we got there, the guys were giving us a story of how they're collecting all this used clean white paper or just white paper, and then they recycle that, and then they use that to make new toilet paper. Is that the situation or the story with every other toilet paper making company, or do we need to be specific when it comes to buying tissues and toilet papers?
Not everybody is doing that.
Okay.
But the bulk of them have in that particular model.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, because the technology has become more pervasive and it's become easier to collect paper, old newspaper, re-shred it, and repackage it or remake it as toilet paper or tissue paper or writing paper. So because that's become more pervasive and the barriers of entry are a lot lower, so people in rural communities, for example, can start setting up a facility like that for their communities too. So it definitely is starting to spread.
And as far as recycling is concerned, this one is for me and you together. It's my personal tip. Can we recycle money?
Well, it depends how many girlfriends or wives you've got.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried about that as well, because, I mean, somehow we're spending 5,000 rand for the weave and 200 bucks for the flowers.
Yeah,
can we recycle that?
But on a serious note, that's a good question, because currently money is not recycled per se, because there's a whole lot of regulations about what used money. It goes back to the mint, and the mint are the only ones that can destroy it.
Yeah.
So we, once again, that's another opportunity for them to actually recycle that product and reuse it somewhere else.
And Mr. Anderson, in the beginning of the conversation, you highlighted how you guys are buying secondhand cars and then you just refurbish and then you use those. What was the idea behind going for secondhand cars? Because, I mean, I'm still in the market looking for a new car or a car generally, and now you came to me and you pitched the whole idea of buying a secondhand car. What was the idea behind doing that from your guys' side?
Because that's for me is an example of going from the linear economy, which linear means you make, use, throw away, as to circular, whereas you continue to use it. So why go and buy a new car? Because that car's been made from new metal that's been mined somewhere, rubber's been farmed somewhere once again. Whereas if you've got a vehicle that's already been used, it's already covered all those things, and you just go and buy it and you reuse it. So you continue to use the vehicle without affecting virgin products like the metal, like the tires, like the materials, and so forth.
Mm. And for somebody who wants to come over to your store as Iwasa, what can we expect to learn from you guys? What are you guys having out on display today?
Well, it's more information to tell people to spread the word. This is what we do. This is what you can do. So starting at home, that's where it starts. If you can start reducing, reusing, and recycling last at home, it has a knock-on effect, because we're running out of landfill space in the country.
Mm.
There's only two more landfill sites that are currently licensed, and when they finish, they fall. Mm. So we've got a problem. So we have to reduce the amount of stuff we send to the landfills, and that starts at separating at source. So separating your plastics, separating your paper, separating your wood, separating your electronics, and taking them to a buyback center or drop-off point to ensure that it gets treated correctly.
And I want to know, before letting you go, am I doing a good thing at home? Because what we normally do is when we buy 2 liters of you know, soft drinks, what we tend to do is we take the same bottles and then we convert them into becoming water bottles and we store them in the fridge. And sometimes we use them for gardening and stuff
like
that. Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing because that's exactly you're keeping that product in life because you're using it for something else as opposed to throwing it away. So that's what extended producer accountability is, extending the life of the product without disposing of it.
And for further information, how can people get in touch with you guys as Iwasa? Do you have a website, social media page? Well, how can you get in contact?
All of the above, www.iwasa.org. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media pages.
100%.
Well.
Thank you for the advice on the girlfriend. Can I ask you a question? Oh, yes, I will borrow you my microphone.
Thank you. A quick question that basically from what I've noticed, people are buying equipment, gadgets. The moment something goes wrong, they just toss it out. Washing machines, tumble dryers, dishwashers and stuff. And they throw them out. They don't even try and repair them. It's just simply to throw it out and buy something new. Is that another way that we could actually improve the recycling, is to actually get things repaired rather than just buy new, like you said, with the cars?
Exactly. Perfect example. And electronics is a good example because one light on a panel that doesn't work, you don't throw the whole thing away, you repair it. And that's why we're big supporters of the right to repair movement, whereby anything has the right to repair, where you don't have to take it back to the manufacturer of choice. You can refer it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to say a point in fact is, for example, a big brand washing machine I've got at home. Everything's perfect on it except the little computer board that actually sets the settings. So we go, we look for the part, and it's end of line. You can't buy the part. It's a five-year-old washing machine, right? Yeah. Because it's over 2 years now, they don't stock that or supply the part anymore. So should we also be getting the big brand manufacturers to also buy into this, to actually maintain parts for these things for more than just 2 years? So, I mean, washing machines used to last 10, 15 years. Yes. Now it's like 2 years and it pops and you might as well throw it away.
Yes. So, you know, I think like anything else, a lot of the large manufacturers across all products are now buying into this extended life process and keeping their products in play. And they have programs and they have service providers who do that aftermarket repairs, out of warranty repairs. So we've seen an increase and improvement in that as well.
Well, that's fantastic news.
Okay. Mr. Keith Anderson, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Great. Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure. And hopefully you learned something as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming to your stand and going to be learning more. Mr. Keith Anderson, the CEO of Iwasa. This is the Mixed Family Joel Time coming to you live from the Smart Procurement World out in the Gallagher Convention Center out in Midrand, sir.
Yes.
You almost said yes, Ted. Why are you?
No.
Okay, anyway, more music coming your way and great conversations still lined up.
Don't settle for bland coffee anymore. Unplug from the ordinary and plug into the best. Be in the mix on mix938.com. Real mix. Real you.